here at LP Field, where the Tennessee Titans are getting ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings in their final preseason game. Now, Joe, let's talk about, there's some big news happening in the Titans organization right now.
Yeah, big news yesterday. Star defensive lineman Jarrell Casey signing a multi-year extension. There was some talk of Drew Rosenhaus being in Nashville, end up that being the case. Very nice to get that out of the way. I mean, he's a guy who's, he's a true pro. He hasn't been worried about it. You talk to him in the locker room, and again and again, I'm not a guy that's going to hold out. I'm here for the team. I signed a contract. I'm going to play it through. But I imagine it's a relief for him to have that out of the way. He can go into this season knowing he's going to be here a long time. It's a good commitment from the team to him, and from him to the team.
Now, that spot obviously is taken up, but there are a lot of spots out here that are still up for grabs going into the end of the preseason.
Yeah, there's no inactives tonight, but a lot of guys who probably won't be playing at all. You don't know if it's going to be Jake Locker that first series, but if he does play, it'll only be that first series. Look for a lot of Zach Mettenberger tonight. And then a lot of guys, their last chance to build that preseason resume. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys, more guys feeling uncomfortable tonight than comfortable on the sideline. And, you know, I think this is your last chance. You got to put it all out there. And, you know, for especially at the receiver position is the one I look at. You got 12 guys at the receiver position. They haven't had a lot of snaps in those first three games, especially with the monsoon that seems like forever ago here at LP Field against the Packers. So look for guys like Derek Hagan, Mark Mariani, Michael Preston, Brian Rubisky, and the list goes on of guys who are probably going to get a lot of snaps tonight and need to make a couple plays.
Now, what are you expecting out of the defensive side of the ball tonight?
The defensive side of the ball is tough. Again, you want to see them get out to a faster start after giving a touchdown up on the first drive of each of the last three games. But, again, I don't think the coaching staff is as eager to see that as they are to keep their guys healthy. So I don't think necessarily the desire to improve is going to have them throw out the first-team defense just for that sake. I think they're ready to get into game planning for week one against Kansas City.
Well, we're excited to watch this game. Hopefully the weather will hold out. It's warm. It's muggy. There are some clouds, but I don't think they're rain clouds. I hope they're not rain clouds.
You're the expert, Amy. I'm going to go to you. I'm no meteorologist.
Well, we'll see. But for TitansOnline.com, he's Joe Fan, and I'm Amy Wells.